Okay, we are picking up with the Gemara on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the top with the words of Amar Rabbi Abar. Learning is once again sponsored. L'lishmas shulamis bas Yaakov, the neshama should have an aliyah. So the Gemara is continuing discussing that Rabbi Yana Zakin said that Nedarim are going to lead, that Akash Baruch Hu and in Shemaim, they're going to be looking at all of your maisim. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Maikra, what's the basis for this understanding? Because he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, V'achar Nedarim Levakia. The pasuk says, and after a person makes a neder, you're going to be Mevakia, we search him. Now according to the pasuk shot of this pasuk, it's talking about that a person who is sinning, after you sin, is to seek out a way to bring a korban. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation over here to tell us that in the light of making the darim comes, a person is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu going to be examining his maisim, and that's what's achar nedarim levaker. Ve'alfagav the pasach Rabbi Yanalei, and even Rabbi Yanalei made an opening out of the fact that when you make a neder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to be looking at all of your maisim. We do not follow Rabbi because we do not allow one to be open to Pesach Chadat. Because why? So the Rush explains that we're concerned that if a person makes a neder and you say, "Oh, did you know that Hashem Baruch is going to be looking all of your meisim and be examining you if you make this type of neder?" So what's the person going to respond to him? To say, "Oh yeah, and I really didn't care." No, he's gonna be embarrassed. He's gonna say, "Oh, if that's what you tell me, then I'm obviously really didn't mean to do it." And that's not really a valid Pesach because of the fact that he's only concerned of the fact that this might happen. So that was the reason that he was saying that, but we're afraid that really wasn't his intention to really regret, and not really regret over here, is to have the Pesach that he wouldn't have made the neder at all. That is something which we're afraid of, which is going to be the Hemshech of the Gemara. Really, all of these examples are examples that might not be why we don't do another Pesach. The Gemara gives other examples we're about to see in a moment. Velo paschina and behade achrina, also we don't make a Pesach out of other circumstances, we're about to see. De'amar Rabbi Abba, De'amar Rabba rather, Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Pesach le Rabban Gamliel lahu sava. What did a certain older person who came to Rabbi Gamliel, what did he use as his Pesach? He says the following, Yesh bote kimedakaros chorev uloshon chachamim marpe. The pasuk says in Mishlei also, someone who says something is like a piercing of the sword, but the tongue of the wise person will heal it. And what are we learning from this? We learn, kol abote roi ledokro bacherev. Someone who makes a neder, lashon of bote, the Rosh explains, is bote is based on levate b'sfasayim. The levate b'sfasayim is the lashon of making a neder, uttering an oath with your lips. So that is levate, lashon of bote is making a neder. So by anyone who makes a neder, it deserves to be stabbed with a sword. El lashon chachamim marpe, except for the fact that the chachamim who have the ability to do ataras nedarim, they can repair the damage by annulling his neder. So Rabbi Gamliel asked him, "How do you know that a person would be a chayav like a keilu and shemayim that he should be stabbed with a sword for making the neder? Would you have made it?" So he said, "Obviously, I not." Rabbi Gamliel was mat in the neder. So we don't do that. The Gemara says because again we're afraid. The guy says, "How do you know that you're going to be stabbed?" Obviously, you just say that. That's reason we're afraid. He's going to say, "Rabbi Gamliel, no, okay, stab me." But that's not what he meant when he made the neder. He really did feel it should be chal. So we're afraid that there's really not a valid Pesach to make the Hataras Nadarm, to annul the veil in such a circumstance. So the Gemara says, Vaiter. V'lopaschina and behadach rina, we don't make an opening out of other circumstances. Desanya, what is this? Rab Nelson Eimer, Anoder Kilu Bane Bama. That this Gemara is pretty famous, that someone who makes a neder, it's as if he built a Bama, and a Bama is a type of korban that they used to bring on a Mizbeach when the Mishkan was only in a temporary state. During the time of in Shoftim, it would be, right, there would be during time when it went to places that were not, as to like Nov and Givon, it would be Mutter, whereas it was in Shiloh, it was usher to have a Bama, and then once they came to the Beis Hamikdash, it no longer was ever allowed to have a Bama. So if you look in the Sefer Melachim, many times that was one of the sins, the Iker sins that the Yidden would do, you know, the big schlep to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So they'd bring their korbanos on Obama when it was usher to bring on Obama even outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that was usher. So why is it compared to that? So the Ran explains that because someone who does it on Obama, he thinks he's doing the right thing. He really does. I'm bringing a korban over here. But it's an Isser Daraisa to bring a korban like that. I don't care. No, a lot of times people have certain minhagim, certain things they try to keep. They think this is like Halacha Moshe Messina, and they're really doing the wrong thing. They're not doing something which is correct. So we have to be careful. A lot of times we think that we're doing the right thing, and we're really doing the Shlomo Zalman had a story. There's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman that a person, he was waiting on the line for the bus, and there was a yeshiva guy who like cut the line. So he's very upset. So he Shlomo Zalman sat down next to him, talked to, obviously, Kedarka Bakodesh. He didn't first admonish him. He sat down, they talked, they shmoozed for like 10 minutes on the ride, very nicely. Then finally, Shlomo Zalman felt it was the right time to ask him and approach him about the fact that he cut the line. So what are you doing, cutting the line? He says, you know, there are people who weren't so sneezily dressed, so the Gemara says, Achrei Kelev v'lo Achrei Isha. You should go after Kelev v'lo Achrei Isha. You shouldn't be like staring at the behind the woman. So Shlomo Zalman responded to him, says, you're very right. And who told you that you should be able taking the bus? You should have walked to where you have to go. You're right, that's 100% right. But you don't have a right to cut the line and steal those people's line and chil Hashem. So that's what people think sometimes are doing the biggest mitzvah in the world. A lot of times they're wrong. So here also, your person thinks he's doing it, he's wrong. And v'agmekayim okilu makriv ala korban, and someone who fulfills the neder, as if you actually brought a korban, which is even worse than that, that is an iser of a kares, to be makriv the korban. So this is the problem of creating a korban. So also, so the Ron explaining why I didn't tear it in. So the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, but it's really not. Because the Yushalmi says, he quotes the Yushalmi, famous Yushalmi, that the Torah says that, well, is it not enough? I already gave you Tariq mitzvah, give it 613 mitzvahs, right? Shasa, Losase, and Ramah Chasei. I gave you 248, 365. Those are enough of a lavim to avoid. Why are you adding another lav onto yourself? You feel like the Torah's I gave you is not enough? And that's why Hashem disapproves of making a neder. So that's why it is, like Obama also, like adding something that's not the situation. I give you a base of Mikdash. Go bring the korban, a base of Mikdash. Don't do it right now. So we try to do, a lot of times people have to be careful with this halacha. I think it's something that's very common, that people think they're doing the biggest mitzvah in the world. Sometimes they're really not. You have to be careful that your actions really are lishma. So anyway, back to over here. So the Gemara says that Bereisha Paschinan, the first Bereisha, we do make an opening, meaning that we would say, we ask him, you know that you made an Obama, would you have made it? Because we're not afraid that a person is going to lie about that, because people don't view it, as we said, people are oftentimes doing Obama, so people wouldn't be as afraid to say, you're right, I was making Obama. However, Besifa of actually being makriv the korban on the Obama, that's something else. Abaye says we would be able to make an opening. Rav Amar lo paschinan. Why does Rav say not? Because it's an Isser Karis. That everybody will be embarrassed to admit that they would have done it anyway. So therefore, since he's going to be denying falsely that he would have not wanted to make the neder, and he really would have wanted to make the neder, then we're afraid of that. We would not make it as a Pesach. The Gemara continues, Rav Kahana, Masnela lahash maita ba'adin lishna. Rav Kahana taught the version as we just said it. However, Rav Tuvyumi, Masne hachi. This is how Rav Tuvyumi taught the halacha that we just had. Pesifa lo paschin. And everybody agrees the last part of the brace, so we don't make a Pesach. However, the only machloka is really about the Risha, even by creating a Bama. Abaya Amar Paschinan. Abaya says we do make an opening for that, and we can be Matir the Neder, and Rav Amar lo paschinan, it's not enough to make an opening to make Matir Neder on those grounds. And now do we paskin? Hilchasa lo paschinan lo Bereisha v'lo Beseso. So the halacha following the second version, that follows Rav in the second version, that both in the Risha and in the Seifa, a person is going to be too embarrassed to admit that he would have done it anyway, and therefore we are not assuming that as a Pesach. You have to find another Pesach to matir such an eder. So as the Gemara Vayter, v'lo paschinan b'ha nami d'shmuel. Another example of something which we do not use as a Pesach, an opening to be matir the neder. D'amar Shmuel tells us, afal pisha mekaymo nikar rasha. Even though a person fulfills his neder, they're still called a rasha. Why? Because you're just matir the neder. So Amar Rebbe Abau Ma'akra, what is the basis for Shmuel and Psukim? The pasuk says, Sefer Devarim, that a person should pause and not declare from it that there's going to be no sin upon you. So what do we learn? We learn stopping to do something. The pasuk says over here, you're going to stop making a neder, right? You're going to seize yourself from making a neder. The pasuk says, and I believe it's Mishlei also, right? Iyov rather, sorry. Pasuk is an Iyov, and we learn from over here, the Pasuk says that there is a grave and wicked person should cease from agitating somebody. So now, the using is Rishayim are going to be the Chadal in the context of a Rasha. So a person is called a Rasha from this point of ceasing to make Nedarim. It sounds like you're actually stopping making the Nedar. So Lechora, the Ron points out, that we can learn the converse as well. That if you do not cease from declaring a neder, there will be a sin within you. So we're learning the opposite as well. It's implied that this person is going to be a sinner, a person who makes a neder, and that's Xer Sheva telling you that he's called a Rasha. So that's bad. And therefore the person obviously says, oh, I'm going to be called a Rasha, I didn't really mean it. But again, he's just embarrassed. He really would have made the neder, and he's just embarrassed in front of the Rav to say that he wouldn't have been, and therefore we assume that is not considered a Pesach. Amar of Yosef, Alfa Namitanina, another raya for Shmuel, that a person is called a Rasha, or it's a bad thing to make an Eder. The Pasuk says, The Mishnah says, Kenidre Kshirim Lomar Klum, that we had earlier, that a person says that if he has Kenidre Rishayim, they don't make Nedarim, so therefore there is no Nedarim whatsoever, and there is no Nedar. However, if you say Kenidre Rishayim, like a Nedar of Rishayim, and they're quickly to make Nedars, then Nadar B'Nazir of a Korban Yeshua, he has made a Nedar in regards to becoming a Nazir, or with regards to Korban, whatever it may have been, the context over there. So therefore we see that Nedarim by Rishayim are things that they quickly are quick to make. So now the Gemara, once we're talking about the concept that a person is quick to make a neder, usually in his anger, or in his when he's very upset, so now the Gemara talks about how bad it is to get angry. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmina Rabbi Yochanan, kol hakoyes komin egenam sholtim bo. Whoever gets angry is going to suffer all types of Gehenna. Gehenna, anger leads a person to Naya Hashem, the Ran points out, and then you're going to come to do even worse averas. And the Gemara tells us, the person who breaks something in his anger is like he's over the Avodah Zarah. What's so bad? What's the Yisod HaDvarim? Why is anger such a bad midah? Well, many times the Musar Sharma will say it's like the worst midah in the world. Because anger basically is saying that the situation you're in right now, you do not believe Hashem put you in that situation. If I really, Be'emes, believe 100% Hashem put me in the situation that I'm in right now, I'm never going to get angry. Even though, yeah, the guy who didn't do right to me, he stole from me, whatever, but Hashem sent him as a shaliach to steal from me. Everything is mishabayim. So it's a lack of emunah by definition to get angry. Again, this is a tremendous level, which really only big tzaddikim are on all the time, but we can try to strive for it. We definitely can work on it as much as possible, that we try to get to this level where if something happens to us, to take a step back and say, Hashem sent me as a shliach. Again, klapi, that guy is going to be punished. The guy who stole from you for sure is going to be punished. But the way you're supposed to view it is that, look, Hashem sent this guy as a shliach to get me upset. I'm not going to get angry. Hashem sent this situation to me, and this is the exact situation Hashem wants me to be in, and that's my emunah. So if a person doesn't believe that, then it's ki'ilu chazer shalom. He's denying Hashem. Shenemar v'hasir kas melibcha v'aver rabim sarechas. Hapasik says, you should remove anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh. Vein ra el ge'enim, and ra is only ge'enim, says Hapasik says, Shenemar, koi po'el Hashem l'maneu v'gam rasha liyom ra'a. Hapasik says, Hashem had made everything for a sake, and even for the Rishayim, the day of evil. The day of evil is referring to the day the person is going to be punished in ge'enim. Not only that, he's going to suffer from hemorrhoids if he gets angry. Pasuk says Hashem's going to give you in the land when you're in exile an agitated heart, a longing of eyes, and suffering of your soul. What's something that does all that? Causes the eyes to suffer as well, and the soul. The hemorrhoids, which are apparently, the Rush points out, it's like very chronic and you're suffering a lot. So this is your like longing for a cure. That's the lashon of an agitated heart. Okay, now the Gemara, based on the previous inyan, quotes another story. Ula b'maske la'arad Yisrael. Ula went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. We never say maske is going up, because Eretz Yisrael is gavom mikol haratzos, we say. Eretz Yisrael is on top everywhere, the whole world. Aslulei terrain, so we always use lashon of aliyah, going up to Eretz Yisrael. Aslulei terrain b'nei chozai ba'day. Two people from Chozai, which the Rishonim point out were Jews, actually. Kam chad shachte l'chavre. One of them was so angry at his friend, and he took a knife and he cut his throat of his friend. Did I do the right thing? So the guy was already standing there dying, and he already cut an artery and he's about to die. Ula said to him, yes, and you actually should actually open his throat more, that he should die quicker. So this is a very interesting thing. What in the world is going on over here? So the Rishonim point out that Ula was very afraid that this guy was obviously a murderer, and they were on the road, and all of a sudden he's like has his knife out, says, do the right thing. Ula's going to say, no, you're Russia, you did the wrong thing, and the guy's going to kill Ula also. And this other guy was about to die. So why did he tell him to expose the wound? Because he was in a ton of pain, so he wanted him to die quickly and not be in a lot of pain. There is a lacha l'maisa shailas about that. If a person is dying anyway, can we speed up the process? It seems to be that there are mishnayos that say not that way. So this is a big question. How does this work with the story of Ula? The Achronim discussed this. This is a very important halacha l'maisa. Unfortunately, halacha l'maisa shaila. If a person is dying anyway, we know for sure he's dying, then that is the shaila. Speeding it up to spare him from suffering seems to be, this is one of the sources that seem to indicate yes, but again, there are many mishnayos, other things that seem to indicate no. That's how we get to that as a big machlokas in the poskim. The Gemara continues, Kiyasa, the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So then Ula came to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw Rabbi Yochanan, the God of the door. Amalei, Ula said before Rabbi Yochanan, maybe I strengthened over the Ve'avera, and I did the wrong thing by telling him you did the right thing. I was so scared for my life. Amalei, no, Nashachai Tzalti, you're in Pikuach Nefesh. If you didn't say that, he would have killed you. Katame Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was very puzzled though. He said, Michtik, see, Vinasan Hashem Lacha, leave Sham, leave Ragaz. The Pasuk says that Hashem will give you there in Galus a Lev Ragaz and a suffering soul. But Bavel, see, that Pasuk referring to Bavel, because that's when the Jews are going to be exiled. But this happened in Eretz Yisrael already. So Ula said to him, no, Amar Leh, Ushaita, we still weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. Turning on to the next Talmud, the Gemara says, Lo Avarnu Yarden, we had not yet passed over the Jordan River. When traveling from Bavel to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're coming from the east. So he explains that they were not in, they were there yet. They were in, there is some Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in that point of the Ivar Yarden, but with regards to halacha, some halachas, it's not the same Kedusha. The Ran thinks that you can't bring the Omer there. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the Rashi seems to be fair, so you can bring the Omer, but there definitely is not the same level of Kedusha. So it's not really Eretz Yisrael proper in the same level. This is one of the big shilas, actually. One of the big shilas is, what exactly is the status of Eivir HaYarden? That's the big question in Matos Maseh, when Reuben got Chatzim Menashe, the whole thing, when they're asking about getting the different lands, what is it? Was it so terrible in the fact that they weren't asking, is it not Eretz Yisrael what they were asking for? Is it Eretz Yisrael? This is a big shilah. This is like a million-dollar question. It's not clear. Some say that it's at a lower level. This seems to be a riot. Maybe it's a lower level, but it's not on the same. It's not on the same level of Eretz Yisrael. But it has some kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So what was so bad? Moshe doesn't seem to be admonishing them for not living in Eretz Yisrael. If you look carefully, look at Moshe never says that you're not living in Eretz Yisrael. He just says Moshe's lashon was one thing alone. Hachichem tilchem milchama v'atem teshuvpo. You're not going to fight the war. To which they said yes, and Moshe Rabbeinu was okay with it. So it's not so clear exactly what if it even was so bad what they had done. Anyway, this is also seems to be a raya that's definitely not on the same level of kedusha. That seems to be beferish from the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara says Vayter Amar Rabbi Bar Huvuna. Somebody gets angry, the Shechina is not significant for him. Shenema Rasha Kegova Apalba Yidrash, the wicked one in the height of his anger will say, he says, In Elohim Komizozav. He says, Hashem, it's not in my thoughts, I'm not with Hashem, I'm not worried about Hashem, I don't think about Hashem. So that's a person angry, he's not thinking about Hashem. Rabbi Yerim Adifti Amar Mishkach Tamuda Mosif Tifshu. Not only that, he forgets his Torah learning. Wow. And you're going to increase in becoming stupider. Shenema Kichas Bechek Bexilim Yanuach, as it says, anger rests in the Xil innards of a fool. And a fool is going to continue and becoming stupider and stupider. So the Gemara says, with his stupidity, he's going to continue. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, V'yadua she'avonosam Reuben Mizchusav. He has more sins than his mitzvahs. In which case, he's a rasha. Shnimer Baal Chema Rav Pesha. A person who's man of wrath is full of sin. Very scary. Amar Avadav Rabbi Chanina Ilmale Lochata Yisrael. Did Yisrael not sin? Lo nitalem elo chamishu chamshu Torah. V'sefer Yisrael Bilbad. Very fascinating. Continuing the statement about anger being sinful. So that we would only have Chavishim Zohar and Sefer Yoshua. Why do we need Sefer Yoshua? Because Yoshua is all about Arka Shah Eretz Yisraelu. It's all about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. We need to know where Eretz Yisrael is. The rest of the Nevi'im are primarily just talking about how the Klal Yisrael sins and giving Tochacha to Klal Yisrael for all of their Averas. That we would only done if we didn't sin. We don't need those Tochacha. My time out. So what's the reasoning? Kirov Chachma Rov Kas. The Pasuk says that with much wisdom there's much anger. The wealth of wisdom found in the Sefer of the Nevi'im is showing that there was great anger of Klal Yisrael aroused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they aroused great anger in HaKadosh Baruch Hu against them, and that is something which led the Nevi'im to have to say more and more tochichot and rebuke to Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Asi in his kaki l'Eloi Yisrael. We do not annul a vow a person of Eloi Yisrael. So what does that mean over here? The Ran explains that Rav Asi is saying that when it comes to Nadar Mer Matir them, when it comes to a Shvua, which is usually lost by Elokei Yisrael, using the Shema of Hashem, then we do not matter such a neder. We do not matter such a neder, even though we're going to have a machlok, as Beis Hillel say explicitly that you can. According to Rav Asi, understand that's only b'di'evet, that it does work. However, to do it, lechatchila, we tell them not to do it. That's Rav Asi shita. Chutz mekonam ishtin enas le'ishignam ha'skizu v'shkezis b'ni. Except we explicitly declare, this is an imprecise lashon of konam, the Ran points it out. Konam is lashon of a neder. We're talking about shvua right now. So you're making a shvua that the wife should benefit from you because she stole my purse or because she hit my child. And both those things are found out to be imprecise, that they weren't true. So this type of neder, we're allowed to annul. Because there's two factors, latarte letovasa, to annul it. One is A, there's going to be a shalom bias issue, that the man made his wife asked him, so obviously, that's not good, we want to make shalom bias. And two, the whole fact at which he made the neder is not even true. So there, only in that case, will be matter neder, even according to Ravasi. So says the Gemara, a certain person came before Ravasi, and wanted to be matter shvua, amr li b'mai nedart. What did you make a nether? What lashon did you use? Belokei Yisrael. I'm only not by Moi. She kinu ba'alma, and you just said Moi, which is an alternative form of a shua. But skinilach, I would have maybe been able to be matir your nether. However, hashtu the loner by Moi, since you don't use this lashon of Moi, ela belokei Yisrael, use the mamach shem Hashem belokei Yisrael, which is using the shem Hashem. Lo meskinilach, I'm not going to able to be matir your nether. Rav Asi understands. Wait, do we do we? We if it's a simple shavua, we would be allowed to be matir, but a shavua that has Shema Elokei Yisrael is more sure we would not be matir. That is the version that we have. That's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. However, the Ran says another girsa, which he seems to like better. So maybe we should go over it. The Ran says, it says, Ina darat b'moi, lo mazakin alach, velo kei Yisrael mazakin alach. Had you made a nether even with Moi, I would not have been able to be matir it, and Kol Shekin not be Moi to Elokei Yisrael. So in this version, Rav Asi holds that he wouldn't have been matir even a simple Shavuos. So big nafkamina between the Girsa. According to our version, he is able to be matir Stam Nether. According to this version, he's not. So that's the two different Girsas. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rav Kana Iklavei, Rav Yosef, Amrlei Lito Mar Midi. Rav Yosef said, come eat something by me. Amrlei Lo. And Mari Kule Lo Tamina. I made a Shavuos that I'm not going to eat it. Amrlei Lo Mari La Kule Lo Tamina. Yosef Atim, I'm making a shvuah also that you should not eat it, like including on a shvuah. The Gemara asks, "Tanichal Rav Kahana, Damar Lo Mari Kula." I understand why Rav Kahana made the shvuah because he didn't want to eat by him. Now, Rav Yosef, if he already made the shvuah not to eat by him, why is he adding to the shvuah and saying, "Oh, you should not eat by me"? Why did Rav Yosef say, "Lo Amek Kumar Kula"? Why is he making this nether? He already said he's not eating with him. Why are you adding to it, just saying, "I swear, also not eating with me"? So, says the Gemara, "Achli Da Kamar Lei Lo Mari Kula Hu Dika Armat." No, by what you're saying, meaning Hilchak Lo Tamin Lei, therefore you cannot eat from him. Meaning, Rav Yosef was not responding with an actual Lashon Shvuah, the Ran points out, but rather you're saying, the Rav Kahana, that since you made a Shvuah, which is not able to be Matir, then therefore you're obviously not going to be eating by me. He was saying about Tzias, that you're definitely not going to be eating by me today. Says the Gemara, Vaita Amar, Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Hilchasa Poskin B'Charata. The Lacha is that we make a Pesach with Charata, meaning both Nadarim and Shvuos, that this is arguing under Vasi, we hold that both of them we can be Poskin B'Charata. And we can, again, explicitly against Rav Asi now, we can, even in the second version, in the first version, both versions, that we are allowed to matter even by Shvuah Elokei Yisrael. So this is against Rav Asi. Says the Gemara now, Mishtakach Le Rav Rav Nachman Barav Chizchor the Adam Gadol Hu. Rav Nachman was praising Rav Chizchor because he's a great person. Amalek Shiyavah Liyadchach V'yaliti, Rav Nachman said, when he comes to you, bring him to me. Havah Linarja L'Mishra. He had a neder to annul. Also, the commander of Nachman, he wanted to matter the nether, so he wanted Nachman to matter the nether. Amalei nedarta adaita dahachi. Rav Nachman said to him, "Did you make the nether knowing this? Had you known this, and this, would you have made the nether?" Amalei in, yeah, I would have. Adaita dahachi in kama zimnin. So he kept asking him, "Did you know this? Did you know this?" And he kept saying, "Yes." Ikbid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman became so annoyed at him, like he was trying to find a pesach for him, it wasn't working. Amalei zil lekilach. He said to Rav Schora, "Go to your porch." Nafak Rav Schora pesach pisle nashe. He left, and then he made an opening. He said, "Rabbi Oya Eza Hiderech Yisher Shiyavar Lo Adam." We learn in the Mishnah. Rabbi says, "What's the path in the Mishnah of us? What's the path for path the person to choose for himself? Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Seva Tiferes Lo Man Adam." Someone has glory for earns it and glory for his fellow men. Meaning, his actions are praiseworthy in front of other people as well. They like him. Everybody likes him around him. Vashti Bin Rechman, look, my actions. Rav Nachman gained angry at me because of what I had done. I wouldn't have made my neder on the fact that I'm going to get Rav Nachman angry because he can't find the pesach for my neder. So therefore, had I known that, I would have never made my neder, and Vishar Lanashe, and he annulled the neder for himself on this basis, and that's how he was able to be mad to the neder. Okay? That's what happened over here. A similar Meister of Shimon Rebbe Havilei Nidra the Mishra, he had a neder to be mad there. Asile Kameh the Rabbanan, he came before the Rabbanan to be mad to the neder. Amrele, Nedar Tadayi to the Hachi. Would he have made a neder knowing this? Had you known this, would he have still made the neder? Itmarin. So he said, Amr rather, not Itmarin. Amrin, he said, yes. Adit Adachi in Kamazin asked him a million times, not a million, five, six, seven times. Would he have done that? Done that? Couldn't find any Pesach. Turning on to Chav Gimel, but Aleph now says in Gemara, the Rabbanan were going back and forth from the sun to the shade, to the shade, to the sun. The Marasha explains that meaning where they were, it was taking them all day. That when it was shady in the middle of the day, then it was going to be sunny there, so they had to move again. They have to keep moving from, they were on the top of the Beis Midrash, learning outside, and it was very hot, they had to keep going to where the shade was. So Amr Lei, Bitnit Barbid Abashol, Bitn Bitnis. Bitnis, the son of Abashol, and Bitnis said to Rav Shimon Barebi, Minidarta Daita Mitzara Banam Atula Shim 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 Atula. All day, they're going back and forth from the sun to the shade, and the shade to the sun. Based on the fact that you had made them do this through your nether, would you have been matter this? Would you have made the nether? Amr Lei, lo. So he said, no. Visharia, therefore, they were able to matter the nether. It's important to know in both these stories, you have to make an ukimta. There's a concept that you can't be posef with something which is new. You can't be posef with a circumstance that you would have not been able to know. So that is a very important point over here, that they would assume that it's something that again, if this is not, it's basically avoiding the issue of nolad. This is not an unexpected development, which is not a pesach, because it's apparently common enough in both these cases of Nachman would have been angry, the Rabbanah would have not known what to do, and therefore that's not considered a nolad situation, and therefore the neder is able to be matir through this pesach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Mirtz Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.